Welcome to episode 5 of Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Hey, who the hell are you?
Fred Partridge.
Oh, right. The new guy. I forgot. Well, welcome, Fred Partridge.
Well, thank you very much. And, it's a joy to be here to drink.
And thanks for taking over my job. I'm usually the announcer. I'm Dave, along with Jason, and the new guy, Fred. And welcome to another fine episode, exciting episode of the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure, where we experiment with cocktails and all kinds of other toxins.
Toxins?
Well, you know, that's what the Temperance Society calls it, you know.
Well, I always check in with them first.
Yeah.
Should we say what Fred was supposed to be in this from the get go?
I don't think so.
But Fred was also our acid test.
That was a bad idea.
He's been in rehab
ever since.
3 months.
Yeah.
Wish you'd told me.
Yeah. But yes, Fred is a new permanent member of the team. You know, we figure it just wasn't enough. We had just too much alcohol to consume between two people. We better spread it out. So we.
And as you may recall, at the beginning, I'm a bit more of a drinker.
I'll say.
And Dave is more on the less side of the drinking. And so now we've brought in Fred, who is also...
In the comfortable middle?
In the comfortable, sure.
And copious drunk as well as myself.
Yes, well, but anyways, yeah, okay, if that's what you want to describe yourself. Well, anyway, so what's on today's episode, Jason?
Welcome, Fred.
Yes. Is that it? And we're done. Thank you very much for listening to episode 5, yes. Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Well, we knew that Fred was going to be in here, and Fred is on stage at the moment in a production of The Odd Couple, Dave. Did you know that?
Yes. Well, not right at this moment, because he's right here.
That's right.
It could be the green room. Yeah. Wait till the scene's over.
Yes, he's a thespian, and among other things.
Yeah. Okay. And so I thought for him, being in The Odd Couple, we should have an odd couple of drinks.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Tie it all together.
And that was tough to really fulfill.
Yeah.
So we're doing a drink that has an odd couple of ingredients in it, called the 20th Century. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting the recipe out of Ted Haig's wonderful Vintage Spirits and Forgotten Cocktails.
I'd forgotten about that.
He's AKA Dr. Cocktail. Perhaps we should refer to him as Dr. Cocktail.
I think
it's easier to pronounce. Yes. Yeah, apparently.
Sorry, Ted. Is it Haig? Is it Hay?
Is we it don't Hay? Know. Leave us a comment on our on our board.
But Dr. Cocktail, and it's a fantastic book. And so when I'm also an actor sometimes. And Fred and I years ago did a play called The 20th Century, and that was when I found that this recipe. The 20th Century cocktail. The 20th Century was a train, right, Fred?
Yes, Chicago to New York.
New York. Or New York to Chicago.
Well, depending on which way you go, of course.
Yeah.
Does it still run? Is there still a version of the 20th Century? It's all shut down?
There was a train that runs there. It's not called the 20th Century.
It's the Amtrak.
It's the Amtrak of 104.
And so in the book here, it says, at first blush, this drink appears to be a mere variation of the Corpse Reviver, number two.
Which is... We're going to be exploring as well, are we not?
Exactly. So I think we're going to start with the Corpse Reviver. And that goes back to one of our earlier comments that cocktails are meant to be drinking first thing in the morning.
I've been telling people.
Yeah. Skip the coffee.
Exactly. Get the cocktail. Coffee is bad for you. They've done countless studies that caffeine can have adverse effects.
Oh, sure.
It's going to affect your sleep. You get nervous. But if you have a Corpse Reviver.
Yeah.
And there's a cute quote here where it says the guy, this is the Corpse Reviver number two. And in a British book called Drinks of All Kinds, the quote is, 4 taken in swift succession will unrevive the corpse again. And so if you're looking to,
bring back the dead.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't do 4. 4 will make them dead again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And only in moderation for the dead.
And so I will mix one of these up here for us to give a whirl to. Mm. Think of this as a reviver or an eye opener, something that's going to get you going in the morning.
Yeah.
This is the big, this is your early morning blast.
A little bit of citrus really helps lift your spirits.
Yeah, well, it's
like having a glass of orange juice.
Yes, it's a vitamin C.
Yeah, it's
and it's delivered with the...
Sure.
The what?
The alcohol.
Yeah.
That helps it basically be absorbed into your system that much quicker.
Right.
It's more of a delivery system. If anything, the alcohol is a side issue.
It should have champagne in it so that the bubbles actually fizz up into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Somebody write that down.
So it's got the recipe will be on our website, gentlemenofelegantleisure.com. It's an ounce of gin, an ounce of Cointreau, an ounce of Lillet Blanc, an ounce of fresh lemon juice, and 1 to 3 drops of our good friend Absinthe. It's once again available, and everybody's thrilled for the whole thing.
Yeah, don't go for that condensed lemon juice. It's not the same. It's a transformation. Don't use that stuff in the bottle.
No, it's got to be fresh.
Give it a good squeeze.
It's a gigantic lemon. I got one of those 3-pound lemons that are so popular nowadays.
Sure.
And Lillet Blanc is similar to vermouth, so don't make a weird face, friend.
Oh, sorry, that's why I am making the weird face. Oh, vermouth and I get along okay.
Oh, good.
In small amounts.
And the gin we're using today is Bombay Sapphire.
Woohoo! I can smell it from here.
Crack open a fresh one.
Yes. There's like a fresh... Oh, it's just... Where the heck is the ounce thing on here? There we go.
That's it. We're switching to milliliters.
Oh, that's a great sound, isn't it? Boop, boop,
boop, boop. It's the happiest sound in the world.
You pouring that over crushed ice?
Yes, I am. Let me get the ice bucket.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how to do your job. I'll just ask it a question.
Yeah, no, it's good to point it out. We've occasionally forgot to add stuff once in a while. We blame the alcohol.
We blame the alcohol. But that way you know that we're using real alcohol.
That's right.
Yeah, this isn't.
We're not just mixing water here.
And again, if you're underage and you shouldn't be listening to this.
No, you should. There's all kinds of stuff on video games and Rooster Teeth, I think, is where you ought to be.
Rooster Teeth?
I think so.
What's Rooster Teeth?
It's something about video games.
Oh.
I don't know. The kids know. And they're already gone. They said, oh, I forgot that one. I could go there. So they're.
Who wants to listen to these old farts mix drinks?
Sure.
I just had a birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What happened?
The usual.
Nothing?
That's the usual.
Absolutely nothing.
Well, you wait and see.
What? Is that what that giant cake was all about?
That's right. I regret leaving it outside in the rain.
Oh, dear. And look at this fresh lemon juice that I just squeezed.
The surprising amount of lemon juice from a lemon.
Yes. I think it might have been a watermelon.
Oh,
good chance.
All right. And here's the piece de resistance. A little bit of
absinthe.
That can't be good.
Of course it's good.
I don't know. It's going to revive your corpse.
Oh, then I'd say
what the hell do you think is going to revive your corpse? How's The Odd Couple going, by the way?
Oh, it's going great. We got
louder and faster.
Well, we got 2 versions of The Odd Couple. We got the male version and the female version. I'm in the male version.
And are you sure?
I just checked. Yes, I am in fact in the male version. Oh, I know, it's going good. I'm Vinny.
Yeah.
And which is great because I get to eat a sandwich.
Oh, nice.
Is it a real sandwich?
It's a real sandwich.
With what's the green stuff in it?
You see, that's Murray that gets the brown sandwich. I get Felix's sandwich, and it's made with fresh tomatoes and lettuce and on rye bread.
Made fresh every night?
It is actually made fresh every night. I look forward to it.
You guys really spare no expense there.
Oh, yeah, no, we're spending over $400 on tomatoes alone.
Oh. That's caused the death of many a little theater.
Oh, it has. You do the wrong show.
Yeah. Organic tomatoes, I imagine.
Of course.
Yeah.
Tomato budget is through the roof.
Yeah. Wow. Nope, next year we're going to get our own garden going so that we don't have this huge expense.
Nice.
Wow, Jason, I think you mixed that up just perfectly. They're all the liquid in the glasses is...
How does it keep making more coming out all the time?
Yeah. I am a professional amateur bartender, and I know what I'm doing.
It's like you're a magician as well. It's like this thing is, it's not empty. It just keeps...
Yeah.
You think it's empty, and then suddenly a big slug of drink comes out.
Yeah. I think that is it.
I don't think that's it. But, you know, we should drink before our time is up.
That's right, we've only got the studio for
half an hour.
They gotta kick us out of here, unions.
And that with a twist of lemon right there for you.
Always have the garnish.
Please don't spill it on the computer. Otherwise, it's the end of the podcast.
Computer.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yep.
And so our first reaction here for the Corpse Reviver. Again, an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers. Are we going to clink? No, too far.
Too far away.
Too far to clink. Here, I will do a virtual clink with this glass here.
There we go.
There we go. Sound effects.
Oh, it's nice. It's funny. The smell is not too... you don't really get a big lemon hit off of it.
No. But on the first sip...
Holy cow, somebody just punched me in the face with a lemon.
That was Dave. Hey, settle down, you rowdy bugger.
Hope that hasn't happened at your performance.
That's Irish. Oh, wow, you never know.
Well, now that's as lovely. It's a big lemon. A lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would describe it as yummy.
You would.
So you would.
The all-encompassing yummy.
Yes, no, it's...
I can imagine having this with bacon and eggs.
Yeah. In fact, you probably could soda it up or a little splash of champagne just to give it a little bit of fizz, but this is a definitely...
Yeah, I can definitely buy it as a morning drink.
Yeah.
Mm, it's good.
Yeah,
so if you drink enough of these in the evening, it will be a morning drink.
Yes. The secret is you start about 11:30 at night. Mm. Yeah. It's almost instantly a morning drink.
Yep.
Depending on how slow your bartender is.
Mm.
But then, so how many ounces in a pour in a drink for the?
You're getting an ounce of gin and an ounce of Cointreau.
Okay.
Both of those are at 40%. So you've got your 2 ounces of your full octane stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got an ounce of the Lillet Blanc, which is only 17% alcohol. Mm-hmm. It's a fortified wine.
Still, it's up there.
Yeah, you mean it's got vitamins in it?
Oh yeah, it's French and it's chock full of yummy goodness.
Wow.
Mm. What does it say here about it? Does it say anything that we're supposed to know about the Blanc?
Probably in French.
So it's a double in a bit.
It is.
Not a double, but it's got a good punch to it.
It does have a good punch. Well, you know, you have to get to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Just set your day off.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes. I mean, overall, I would say the flavor is lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lillet Blanc, which is, as I say, kind of vermouth-esque,
it's funny.
It's really just lemon, actually. I get a
the lemon has just knocked the gin right on its ass, though.
Yeah, the fact that there's gin in there is entirely for color.
It is. It's becoming relevant. Poor gin.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's a winner.
It certainly is a win.
I feel a lot more healthy after having that.
It's the citrus.
Exactly.
You've conned yourself into believing it's, you know, it's good for you.
Yeah.
As I think most early cocktails tried to con you into believing it was good for you.
Yes, exactly.
Just to get your wife from nagging you. You know.
Do they have any cocktails in the play, Fred?
They do, but it's all just make-believe.
Yeah, of course.
Well, sure, it's make-believe, but...
But yeah, we have... there's somebody gets Drambuie in the rocks and a small double vodka, which I like the idea of. I keep saying we should be getting real vodka, but so far nobody's biting on that one.
Well, because you wouldn't be able to finish the play.
I guess that's
right?
It.
I mean, especially if you're having an act one.
Excellent. Well, while we're still enjoying that, should I prepare the 20th century so that we can compare them next to each other?
Sure.
All right.
Get that.
You're full of good ideas.
Yeah.
You'll just say that because I'm surrounded by bottles of alcohol.
The funny thing I found about the 20th century cocktail is it was invented in England.
Really?
In 1937 by C.A. Tuck, who's a...
That seems unlikely.
Well, that's what it's the history.
Really?
I did some research.
Is that true?
Yeah. So it was an English drink, even though it's named for the 20th century, known as the best or most famous train in all the world, apparently.
Right, it says here the first publication of the recipe was in the Café Royal Bar book in 1937. Is that what you're finding out?
Yeah.
The year the design for the new futuristic streamlined one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow.
It stopped running in 1967.
It did.
That's what the internet says. I believe everything the internet says.
Of course. The internet wouldn't lie. The internet is interested only in giving truth.
Yeah.
And even here, I've tried this before. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I said that or not. I'm telling you now, I've tried this before.
I believe you.
And so it's a little bit different, and that's why we're doing it. This is the odd couple of ingredients, the odd coupling of this drink. Anything else on the 20th century there, gentlemen?
Well, of course, it became, as you know, because you guys were in the play. It was a play. It was a film directed by Howard Hawks, and it was a musical.
And the musical was just revived on Broadway.
Oh. How's it doing, do you know?
I think it did okay.
Oh. I think the musical came out in 78. I think it was a...
Yes, the original came back, way back. And it did okay, and the revival did all right. It's one of those big cast shows that's hard for Broadway to pull together with all the union players. So, that's a funny story. It's a good story.
Yeah,
full of crazy characters. And,
Do you guys remember? Did any of the characters have cocktails in the play?
In the play, no time. They had some champagne.
Yeah, somebody came out with a bottle of something to celebrate something at some point.
But no, I'd remember the sound of a cocktail shaker.
It sticks. It's pretty. It sticks with
that. To me, it cuts across a crowded room.
You start to salivate, don't you, as soon as you hear that cocktail shaker.
Do.
Man.
Yeah, they did one of those Pavlov's dogs.
Fred. Wow.
So what do we got in the 20th century?
You are going to have 1.5 ounces of gin.
Holy smokers.
Wow.
That's doing okay. That's a good start.
I know. It's a fantastic start, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to do 0.75 ounces of our friend Lillet Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
You went to school with Lillet Blanc, didn't you, Dave?
I did. Yeah, she was a wonderful, wonderful French girl. She was actually an exchange student in Paris.
But the kicker in it is the 1/2 ounce of creme de cacao. Chocolatey sweet liqueur that we all love and cherish.
I thought it was beef, so...
We're also going to be doing one with the beef bouillon.
I thought it was creme de cacao, and that's where I went to... That's why I went wrong.
That's just regular cream, I think, isn't it?
Maybe you're right.
Unless you want a goat.
Yeah.
And then lemon juice, and that's
weird.
That's the other weird bit, right?
Looking forward to trying that.
Because with the lemon juice, I don't think lemon juice and chocolate generally are good friends.
It's a rare combination. You do see it from time to time in the chocolatiers, chocolatier. I don't know. Guys make chocolates,
right?
Those guys.
But wouldn't you more often see orange with chocolate?
Oh,
like
sure.
One of those Terry's.
That's the safe way to go.
Terry's oranges.
Yeah.
And so that's the neat thing here. And if it works out as well as I thought it did the first time when I tried it those many years ago.
And you're just a little tight.
Let's shake this up. What's my velocity, Fred?
it's easily 5-6 feet per second.
It's amazing the amount of G-force Jason can withstand. You should have been an astronaut.
I should have been an astronaut.
Really?
Never too late.
At least one of those early monkey ones.
Yeah.
No offense to any monkeys that died in the space program in the late 50s, early 60s.
Or that may be listening.
That's right.
I've seen Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
They had cocktails, too.
I tell you guys, this is
going to be something?
This is going to be something. It's a classic old drink, and if you haven't tried it, everybody, please do. This is
what's the vintage on this?
1937.
I'm sure that people who are listening here said he said that earlier. Weren't you paying attention?
That's right.
I think it bears repeating.
Yeah. Ooh, you put the classic in cocktail.
I do.
I'm a gentleman of elegant leisure.
Gentlemen of elegant leisure, they don't take their dates for granted.
No. 1937, a great year.
It is.
No, it was a good year.
I guess that was something else we should have researched, is what the heck happened in 1937?
To prompt them to make such a crazy cocktail?
Yes, in England, of all things.
Yeah.
I mean, already 37, well, we know what, it was about the train. We've answered all of these questions.
That's right.
All right, fellas.
So, slightly darker color than the first cocktail.
Yes, and I think that's the creme de cacao, because if there's a clear version and this is the non...
Yeah, it's got a little honey flavored or honey colored kind of
So let's have a smell of this guy.
Mm. And see, is there chocolate on the nose of this one?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little, just very faintly.
Right.
Shall we dive in?
Sure. Cheers. Wow.
I'm not sure.
I know, right? But it's neat, because the longer you have it, the lemon's up front.
Yeah.
But then there's this chocolate that comes in at the end.
Yeah.
And it's not unpleasant.
It does, no.
Or is it? Is that what you're going to say?
I'm putting words in your mouth. It's unusual.
Now I'm going to put my fist in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like a chocolate breakfast cereal with the booze.
As it should.
Because, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just
chocolatey.
Yeah, so it's like somebody said, I want to have Cocoa Pebbles. Yeah. Is there milk?
No, there's gin. There's juice. Juice.
We've got lemon juice and gin.
I'll tell you what Dr. Cocktail says here. He says he hesitates to describe in detail the flavors of the cocktails in this book.
Good.
Preferring instead that it each be a revelation to you. But he makes an exception here, and that's what made me want to have it the first time. It goes down like light, zingy lemonade, but in the aftertaste, there is an ethereal sense of chocolate.
Yeah.
Now, I think there's more than just a sense of chocolate, but then I followed the actual recipe, and I think he says here that you could actually back off the chocolate a little bit, just to give it more of a wink-wink of chocolate, but I like it with that.
Yeah, no, I think I
would be tempted to go a little more chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh.
Bit of a sweet tooth here.
Mm-hmm. Old sweet tooth partridge, they call it.
I do, but I don't like it.
And then if you have a little bit of your original Corpse Reviver still hanging around, you could taste that up against it. So yeah, I mean, they're two very similar drinks. As I've said, you know, they're based on sort of the same recipe, but with the chocolate in there, it's an odd couple.
It is. An odd couple. Jeez, now you got to pay royalties.
Mm-hmm.
Although in both of them, the gin finishes a pale third.
Yes, the gin is just there to make sure you can't get home.
Thank you, gin.
So of the two, if we take a vote, which would you prefer, Fred? Would you go with the Corpse Reviver or the 20th Century? If you had to choose. If you're on a desert island.
That's right.
You only you get can one take one drink.
I'd probably go with the Corpse Reviver.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think. Nice. Let me try another sip.
Just to make sure.
Well, there is more stuff going on in the 20th Century. Because you got that little chocolate running around the back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd stick with the Corpse Reviver.
All right.
Well, I'm going to go with the 20th Century. I kind of like it. I think it's...
Dave.
I think it's yummy.
You're such a contrarian.
Does that describe it enough?
I think that's
is that subtle?
Pretty much encapsulates it.
Mm. What about you, Jason?
Let me have a couple of more sips here.
Mm. I mean, I like both, but...
Oh, sure. Yeah, no,
And I'm not really a big chocolate guy, but I have to say.
It's a very subtle chocolate, I have to say it.
Yeah. Hmm. I think at this moment in time, and I'm on a desert island, I go with the Corpse Reviver because it is very similar to a boozy lemonade. And I might think that I'm fighting off scurvy with it. Do I prefer it, though? Mm-hmm. Let me just say, do I prefer it? God, it's very tricky. Mm-hmm. Because I do like the drinks that have, like a thinking man's drink. I like it. There's a little bit of a challenge. And it's not that it's a hard challenge, but the chocolate there.
It does sort of take it up a notch.
Yeah.
Mm. It's got more going on. It's got layers.
Yeah.
Which is, and that's sort of what the new... cocktails are all about, right? They're all about the layers.
Mm-hmm. And the 1937 ones as well.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah, I think I prefer, in this particular situation, the Corpse Reviver I prefer over the 20th Century. But if I had nothing but 20th Centuries, I would be just happy as a clam.
You know, as I'm drinking this 20th Century, I'm starting to like it more and more.
Well, the tribe has spoken. I guess I've been voted off the island. I'm going to surrender my...
I'm waffling.
Yeah.
I think when you make cocktails, everybody wins.
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah. True enough. Wow. It is a cocktail, after all.
Mm. Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I admire more the mixology of the 20th century because of those weird different ingredients that shouldn't work together, but it does work better. Mm-hmm. So as far as artistic quality and taste, the 20th century wins over this one completely. I mean, gin and lemon juice isn't...
It's not rocket science.
It's not rocket science.
That's true.
Adding the cocoa and making it not either overpower or not do anything is the magic.
That's true. My 9-year-old niece could come up with a corpse reviver.
Exactly. Yeah. Your 9-year-old niece did come up with a corpse
reviver. It's very possible,
right?
She's been keeping an eye on her.
Brilliant mixologist.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
She's got a great future.
And she practices voodoo, and that's how.
Sure. Yeah. That's why I've got this pain in my back. It's a huge needle. I think this has been great. It's an eye opener, more ways than one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what we got to do is we have to find all 5 recipes for the corpse revivers.
And do them all.
Work our way through them.
Well, the trick is to do it early in the morning.
Yes, you're right. That's the only true way to test it.
Exactly.
And you have to have a night, you have to have 4 20th centuries, a rough night's sleep, and then a corpse reviver.
Exactly.
To know if it works.
It's good to have a plan.
Yeah, I'll talk to my boss. I'll see what he thinks about the idea of...
What, drinking at work?
Or just before work.
Just before work, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be unprofessional.
No. Yeah.
Why start now?
Yeah. Yeah, guilty as charged.
Oh. I was going to say that if any of our listeners, and by the way, I know we have at least one listener, my cousin-in-law, Tracy. She's listening. Oh, thank you.
Tracy.
She listens to our show, so...
Well, hopefully she'll tell somebody at work.
Yeah, maybe. And just spread the word. It'll go viral.
Yeah.
The whole thing's just going to take...
It'll be like 7 people.
But I was also going to say that if there is any listeners out there who come across some sort of obscure recipe for a cocktail that they thought, well, this is... I don't want to spend my money getting all these ingredients. Why can't I see if I can get somebody else to buy it all and put it together and taste it and let me know how it goes. So if you are listening and you've got some ideas for cocktails you'd like us to try, you can, of course, visit our website, leave a comment at the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure, or our Instagram account, which is Cocktail Podcast. If you go there and leave us a comment, let us know.
I didn't even know they still made Instagram films, so I'm pretty...
Now you have something for all that stuff in your garage.
Sure.
Yeah. Got boxes of Instagram film.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, anything else to add before we wrap up this episode?
Well, last week you had a quote from a famous literary figure.
Yeah, so now I've got another quote from another very quotable literary figure. I think the last one we did was Mark Twain.
Right.
This one is, of course, the also very quotable Oscar Wilde.
Oh, okay. Now you had a pretty good Mark Twain impersonation.
Yeah, I don't have. I don't know if we have ever gotten Oscar Wilde on audio. I don't know what he actually would sound like. He's Irish, but.
Okay. What year did he die?
Oh, I think he died even before Mark Twain. He might have. I think.
But there could have been a wax cylinder or something.
Could be. Right, I guess
I don't know.
We're looking for that.
We'll look at it. But anyways, here's his quote. And I thought it was appropriate for the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure, because his quote is, "Work is the curse of the drinking class."
He knew. It's the bane of my existence.
Yeah. And he knew a thing or two about absinthe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to love to drink that.
Yes, he did. He was an interesting guy. You kids out there, you read up on Oscar Wilde and...
Let us know.
That's right.
Thank your lucky stars you're alive now.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well said, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Fred, this has been the end of your debut.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. Please go on to Yelp give us your 1 to 5 stars on Fred's performance. And,
no, you don't have to. Don't feel obligated.
That's right. Only if it's 5 stars.
Yeah. Anything less than that, I'm going to get fired.
Yeah.
You can't rely on his career in community theater.
No.
As good as he is.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. No, podcasting is it's the future.
This is where the money is.
This is where the money is, I can tell you.
Well, that's where the booze is. And that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Right. And if we've educated anybody out there today or induced them to try one of these drinks, if you haven't tried it yourself because you were wondering, I don't know, I've looked at the recipe, I don't know about that one, or it looked too boring. I mean, that's another thing with some of these cocktail recipes is you look at it and I've done it and I'm a drunk. I've looked at them and thought, oh, that's too simple. I don't want to do that one.
Mm-hmm.
I only want to do the one that has X amount of stuff in it. But they're all good if they've survived, right? I mean, there's probably a few clinkers. Most of these books talk about some of those ones like a drink manufacturer suddenly has a book out of a bunch of recipes and you go, I don't know about these ones. Yep.
I'll tell you, if somebody was interested in making one of these, then I'd switch my vote, and you should make the 20th century, because you're never going to get that anywhere.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you'll get something similar to the Corpse Reviver.
Yes.
But you'll never get anything like the 20th century, and it's a pretty nice drink. Yes. So I've changed my vote.
No, it's too late. Oh, you can't go back in time. Sorry. When you invent the time machine, Fred, we can change your vote. But until then...
I'm busy here. Yeah. I don't have time for time machines.
Join Fred on his podcast. Travels Through Time with Dr. Tom Morrow.
Okay, well, that wraps up this episode, folks. I hope you'll join us again. And we'll come up with some new concoctions.
Yes, indeed. Who knows what we'll find next week. And in the meantime, be a true gentleman of elegant leisure. Tip big!